Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Julia Williams. I ordered your keto, and was supposed to be a 14-day trial, but I didn't get it for more than 10 days, so that's definitely not a 14-day trial. I called and spoke to somebody, and they told me that they were going to refund my money under the circumstances, and they said that they would, but they only gave me $20.99, and I paid $99.99.
So okay, could I possibly get a zip code to see if you have an account with us?
33324.
33324. All right, and what's that first and last name?
Julia Williams.
All right, and for security purposes, could you verify that address?
1910 Southwest 84th Ave, Davie, Florida, 33324.
Okay, give me 1 second while I look over your account. Okay, I do see where the only call I have from you is the one from today. You called your bank to dispute this account with your bank.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Because I wasn't given my full amount back like I was supposed to be.
Okay, the only
It took $10, 10 days to get here. And I took it for 4 days. Well, that's not a 14-day trial by the time you get it to me. It was only a 4-day trial, and that's
okay,
not right.
Okay, as you stated at the beginning of our call, it does take 4 days to ship to you. You said you tried it for 10 days, so that
it took 10 days for it to get to me. I know it in 4 more days it equals to be 14 days, but that doesn't give me 14 days to assess whether it's going to work for me and whether it's going to continue.
So
I was
being
told
that
I couldn't send the merchandise back because it already been opened. This isn't right. I want my money back.
Being that you
didn't get 14 days.
Okay, being that you disputed this with your bank, they did their investigation, they did a mock sign up, and did see where you did agree to those terms and conditions. So what they did at first was give you a temporary refund. And after they did their investigation, they charged your card back for the full amount of our product. So what you'll have to do is contact your bank about those charges because we haven't charged you anything.
I've already contacted my bank. I spoke with your company prior to this and was told that my money was going to be refunded, not $20.99.
Well, man,
$99.
I'm not sure who you spoke with, but I only see the call from today on your account.
No, I had a call and I was guaranteed. Now, I don't know, I don't remember the name of who I spoke to, but
okay.
She has a very, very strong southern accent, and you couldn't have many of those around.
Okay, just give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I do see where you did call back October 8th. She offered you our $35, $50, and $75 discount and also offered you our 30 and 60, 90-day hold, and you declined all of those. So after you disputed it with their bank, we can't do anything with their account. So we didn't refund you anything because I don't see a refund on here. So after you disputed it with your bank, they did their investigation and did a mock sign-up. So after they did their investigation, what they did was they charged your card back for the full amount of the product. So hadn't you...
I'm not agreeing to anything anymore. And I will go on your website and put exactly what you did to me.
Yes,
just so
ma'am.
You know.
But if you have any more questions...
You're going to get a negative review, huh?
If you have any more questions about our...
If you're not going to give me my money back, then I don't want to deal with you, and I will go to the website. Even okay, if I have to put 10 comments on it, I'm going to go to your website and give you a very negative review because you people are ripping people off. Even if it takes 4 days to get it, that's not a 14-day trial. And if it takes 10 days to get it, that's not a 14-day trial. And you're misleading people into believing that they're going to get a whole $14 use to make a decision. Now, how could that be? Even if I had have gotten it 4 days instead of 10, you can't count the time it's in the mail.
Okay, ma'am, well, I can't give you a refund or do anything to your account because you already disputed it with their bank. If you have any questions about the charges that are on your account, you have to contact your bank about that.
No, you ripped me off. And that's the bottom line. My bank told me to call you and find out why you did not give me the full amount.
Well, your bank has already disputed it, and I can't even do anything with their account if I wanted to.
Yeah, that's a nice try. Don't have a good weekend.